More news now, and we're joined by Phil Broadwith from Chemistry World magazine. Now, Phil, you've got a story about how turmeric can help tackle cancer.
Yes, Dominic, and not only turmeric, but also thalidomide, which is, as most people know, a drug that caused a lot of problems in the 1950s and 60s when it was prescribed to pregnant ladies and caused a lot of birth defects. But actually, both turmeric and thalidomide can kill cancer cells in a particular kind of cancer called multiple myeloma, which is a blood cancer. And actually, thalidomide's being prescribed as a drug in its own right.
So what's the link between turmeric and thalidomide?
Well, what Shi Jun Zhang at the Virginia Commonwealth University in the US has done is actually physically bond the two molecules together. So he's taken thalidomide and part of the curcumin molecule from turmeric and combined them into a single molecule by taking the whole of thalidomide and part of curcumin and bonding them together to make a new drug molecule. This gets over several of the problems because thalidomide itself is degraded in the body quite quickly and curcumin is not very soluble, so it's very difficult to get enough of it into a person's body to have any kind of anti-cancer effect. But by combining the two molecules together, you block some of the ways that thalidomide would be degraded and you make the curcumin significantly more soluble, so it's easier to turn into a proper drug.
What stage is this at? Has it been through clinical trials and so on?
We're still at the very much at the proof of concept stage. You know, what the guys wanted to try and find out is, does combining these two molecules actually give you a better drug? And what they've done is they've made a variety of different hybrids. One or two of them have been tested in animals and do kill the multiple myeloma cells. So that's a start. I think if they were going to get to the stage of getting to a real drug, they'd need to test something a little bit more active. But it's kind of going in the right direction. So we're still a long way from any kind of real drug.
Does this make you get orange, like turmeric does?
Funny you should say that, Chris. As far as I know, the compound isn't very orange. And also, on the flip side of that, we don't know whether or not it would also have the teratogenic effects of thalidomide because, you know, the chemistry is still there, but adding that extra bit on the other end might stop it from binding to the whichever receptor it is that's causing that.
One of those drugs that obviously has a terrible past attached to it, and that's sort of meant that people are a little bit unwilling to use it when, in certain circumstances like cancer, it is a fantastic treatment.
Yes, and hopefully, you know, when you're giving somebody cancer chemotherapy, they're not pregnant, so you eliminate that problem anyway.
Phil, thank you very much. This is Phil Broadwith from Chemistry World.